KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy, and we're currently at 76 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. A fire at an auto body shop south of Cumberland Monday evening began in an electric box. The Cass County Communications Center was alerted at around 7:45 p.m. by heat sensors at Schreier Auto Body and Restorations at 72031 690th Street. Cumberland Fire Chief Brad Penton said the sparks caught nearby sandpaper on fire.
There was a cabinet right around the corner of the walk-in door, electrical box, started arcing, sandpaper's flammable, so... There's a few flammable liquids right there, but nothing too major and very well contained. And it's out.
Cumberland and Messina Fire responded to the incident. Penton said one of the Cumberland firefighters is very familiar with the layout of the building and items stored there.
Jeremy Hardesty, he works down here. He was the driver of the pumper coming down, and he was telling me on the way down where all the flammables were. And so we were pretty much ready. And Dan Schreier, he used to be on the fire department. So We're well acquainted.
Crews from Corning and Grant Fire were initially paged out for extra manpower and tanker support, but they were canceled en route. Penton thanked Messina, Corning, and Grant Fire Departments for helping out and being willing to respond. Damage to the interior of the building was estimated at $5,000 to $10,000, and a vehicle inside sustained some heat damage to a plastic exterior panel, but there were no injuries reported. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in finding two persons who were party to an incident that occurred this weekend. On Saturday at around 3:24 p.m., the Cass County Sheriff's Office was notified of two individuals placing a deceased dog in a ditch in rural Cumberland on 650th Street, just north of Pella Road. The animal appeared to be emaciated and neglected. The dog is described as a 30 to 40 pound liver and white mixed breed with a shorter hair. The individuals were in an older model black Pontiac with a sticker across the top, front of the windshield, and a sticker across the back window. Anyone who thinks they may have potential information regarding the incident is asked to contact Sergeant Tyler Shields, the Cass County Sheriff's Office at 712-243-2206. In an update to our earlier reports, the Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday that is released the names of the drivers who were injured during a crash that occurred Sunday afternoon in Marnie. Authorities said 78-year-old Keith Regals of Marnie and 40-year-old Alan Van Arnum of Atlantic were injured when a 2014 Town and Country van driven by Regals failed to yield while attempting to turn left onto Marnie Road from Washington Street and was struck by the semi driven by Van Arnum. After the semi struck the van on the driver's side, the van spun into the southwest ditch. The accident happened around 3:25 p.m. Sunday. Walnut Rescue and Medevac Ambulance transported the drivers to the Cass County Hospital. Both vehicles were said to be a total loss. Police in Council Bluffs report officers were dispatched at around 10:40 p.m. Monday to 2nd Avenue and South 12th Street, where a pedestrian had been struck by a train. After officers located the subject, they applied pressure to the person's wounds until medics arrived. The individual was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. The case was under investigation by the Union Pacific Railroad Police, and additional information is currently not available from the authorities. Red Oak Police, Red Oak Rescue, and Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies all responded Monday evening to a collision between a car and a pickup truck. The crash happened around 5:40 p.m. at the intersection of North 2nd and East Hammond Streets. Authorities say a 2004 Oldsmobile Alero driven by Stephen Richard Purcell of Red Oak was westbound on East Hammond and failed to stop at the controlled intersection. His car was struck by a 2005 Ford F-150 driven by Melissa Hummel of Red Oak. There were no injuries reported. Officials say damage from the collision amounted to $7,500, and Purcell was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Well, it was 31 years ago today. Two troopers with the Iowa State Patrol died during an airplane crash southwest of Atlantic. It was on a Friday evening, June 30th, 1989, that the Cass County Sheriff's Office contacted the State Patrol, requesting help with locating an elderly man who had wandered away from a nursing home. Trooper and pilot Lance Deitch of Council Bluffs and Trooper Stanley Gerling of Atlantic responded in a Mauley patrol aircraft. The search was about to be terminated when the two troopers saw the man in a soybean field. The airplane turned sharply and then plunged to the ground, nose first, killing both men. Troopers Deitch and Gerling were the first aircraft fatalities since the addition of the patrol air wing back in 1956. In October of 2012, two bridges in Cass County were named in honor of the men. The bridges are located along Highway 6. Deitch of Council Bluffs was 30 years old when he died and a six-year veteran of the State Patrol. He was survived by his fiancée. Gerling was 34 years old, and in his first year of service to the patrol, he was survived by his wife and two sons. In our funeral announcements, Aquanata Nadi Gross, age 100, of Harlan, died Thursday at Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A family mass of Christian burial for Nadi Gross will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Social distance seating and face masks are highly recommended. Deanna Hagedorn, age 78, of Manning, died Sunday at Acura Healthcare in Manning. Funeral services for Deanna Hagedorn will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. David North, age 60, of Harlan, died Friday at the UNMC in Omaha. Funeral services for David North will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Deborah Ann Deb Gross, age 63, of Erling, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Deb Gross will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Family Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements, with social distancing being observed. Amon Gary Holmes, age 89, of Omaha, died Sunday at his home. Graveside services for Amon Gary Holmes will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Harold Jens, age 86, of Avoca, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Harold Jens will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Arlington Heights Cemetery in Audubon. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. John Allen Carnes, age 70, of Atlantic, died April 19th. A memorial service with military rites for John Carnes will be on July 7th at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Carrie Reese, age 96, of Avoca, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Carrie Reese will be on July 7th at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Verda Mae Larson, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday. A private graveside service will be held for Verda Mae Larson, with the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. Sean King, age 62, of Ute, died Saturday near Inadair. Private family services for Sean King will be held. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair is assisting the family. Margaret Slepsky, age 87, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no local services for Margaret Slepsky are planned. Instead, her other wish, which included her love of travel, was to have her children all fly to Ireland together and spread some of her ashes. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. Etha Carnes, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Etha Carnes are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Marilyn Wittrup, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday. Services for Marilyn Wittrup are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.